Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today we're digging into a single source, this poem, Gross Gonzo Gross.
Right.
And our mission, really, is to figure out why this poem calls the artist George Gross, well, a prophet of his day, and also an unequaled social critic.
Heavy labels.
They really are. And right off the bat, the poem hits us with this image. Gross as a wild mongoose of an artist. What does that immediately bring to mind for you?
Well, that wild mongoose line, it's really vivid, isn't it? It suggests someone quick, maybe a bit fierce.
Yeah, agile.
Exactly. Agile and maybe, you know, not afraid to bite back. The poem says he was snapping in the social fray.
Hmm.
So not just observing, but actively confronting things. It paints him as really courageous, I think, and having this unique artistic eye.
Okay, so active, courageous. And the poem also says he was turning lights on everything.
Yeah.
And then it drops this phrase, a civilization in decline. So based on those first ideas, what kinds of things was he shining his light on? Or what was declining?
Well, that phrase, civilization in decline, feels pretty central to the poem's take on him. It suggests he saw something fundamentally wrong, a kind of decay happening.
A broad decay.
Yeah, and the poem gives specifics later on, like cultural degeneration, bureaucrats misguided, even these drippy grifters waving fists.
Oh, wait.
It seems like he was capturing all these different pieces, you know, that added up to a society sort of falling apart. Morally, politically, that kind of thing.
And this feeling of decline connects directly, it seems, to the poem calling him prescient foretold.
Right.
And that line, the Nazi rise, it would unfold in his paintings, big and bold. How does the poem suggest his art actually, well, predicted that?
It seems the poem's view is that his pictures of authoritarian decadence and those evil snipes who'd wipe the goodness from our midst weren't just him recording what he saw. They were almost like warnings. It's as if his art, his sensitivity, let him see the, you know, the early signs of Nazism taking root in the problems he was already painting.
So he saw the pattern.
Kind of, yeah. The poem suggests he saw where all these negative things, the corruption, the decadence, were ultimately leading.
It's interesting how it connects those maybe seemingly smaller things,
mm-hmm.
like the misguided bureaucrats or the grifters.
Mm-hmm.
How does the poem suggest those hinted at the bigger danger coming?
I think the poem implies that Gross wasn't just drawing characters. He understood the types,
mm-hmm.
you know, the kinds of people and the kind of systemic rot that could pave the way for something much worse.
Oh, okay.
Like maybe those misguided bureaucrats and grifters, they weren't the final form, but they were creating the fertile ground, the environment where these more sinister forces could grow.
Right, setting the stage.
Exactly.
Which I suppose leads us to why the poem holds him in such high regard. It says, courageous artists like George Gross today are sorely missed.
Yeah, that's a powerful line.
And calls him a thoughtful and extremely rare artist visionaire. What's the core of that admiration reading the poem?
Well, clearly it's his courage, right? Facing those ugly truths, the evil snipes, the authoritarian decadence. He didn't shy away.
Sure.
But that word visionaire is doing a lot of work there, too, I think. The poem isn't just saying he was a good reporter of his time.
It's more than documenting.
Much more. It's suggesting he had this critical insight, this perspective that, you know, seemed to peer into what was coming. And the poem feels that kind of artist, that blend of guts and foresight, is really vital and maybe missing now.
So bringing it to listeners today, why should this focus on a poem about an artist from, you know, a century ago matter to them?
Well, I think if you zoom out, the poem uses Gross to make a bigger point, doesn't it? About what art can do.
Reflecting society.
Reflecting, yeah. But also maybe anticipating shifts. Critiquing Gross, seen through this poem, kind of pushes us to think about our own time. What are the societal issues now that might be signals? What warnings are maybe being missed?
That's a good point. What contemporary lights need turning on, maybe?
Exactly. And who's doing the turning? What role do artists play today in that kind of critical illumination? It makes you think.
So just to wrap up, this poem presents George Gross as this incredibly brave social critic.
Fearless.
Fearless, yeah. And someone whose art didn't just capture his time, but actually somehow foresaw the terrible dangers coming, like the rise of Nazism.
According to the poem, yes.
And ultimately, the poem kind of laments that we don't have enough voices like his today.
It really underscores that need for courageous, insightful art.
So a final thought for everyone listening. Maybe consider the art you encounter.
Yeah, think about the power it might have. What social trends do you see reflected or maybe even challenged in the art around you? And how might that help us understand where we are and maybe where we're heading?